This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching an hour number three, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for more liberty-oriented audio and video content, head no further than FreeMindsTV.com. Nick is one of the hosts of the show, Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, and both of them are available completely free to you via either podcast or YouTube. And in fact, I think you're on a handful of other video-sharing websites. You can see them over at FreeMindsTV.com. As we continue here, your calls are the primary element. Otherwise, we go to things that are interesting to us. Mark, you've got something that's a little bit different, more in a personal realm of topics. What do you have for us tonight?
Yeah, I just love this title. It's 7 Steps on How to Stop Being Needy.
Hmm.
It says, have you ever been
needing cocaine?
No, like sort of needy inside of a relationship, or friendship or something.
Hmm.
Have you ever been described as needy or
where's this from?
Clingy? It's from wikihow.com.
Got it.
Stop being needy. Did you get so excited about a new friendship or relationship that you bombard the other person with attention, only to find out that they distance themselves from you?
Hmm.
Do you find yourself wanting to call, text, or email someone a whole lot more than they contact you? Everybody has, some friend who has some friend who sends just texts constantly. It just bombards them with them. And I've got to say that...
probably in the younger set, I would say. I don't know if too many people over the age of 23
I'm not saying that everyone has somebody like this. I'm saying that somebody's heard about this guy, this gal,
yeah.
This person.
Not just text, but, in the past, it would be, like you're saying, making phone calls endlessly, trying to show up at work or whatever, yeah.
And this isn't necessarily for people who, suddenly got into a relationship. This wasn't somebody you necessarily picked up in a bar. It can be friends, too. And I think that texts have a additional sort of thing to them that's bad. If you send texts to people who you don't know what their plan is. So you may be charging that person a dime for every text that you, because I know that that's what my plan was.
I thought it was 2 cents.
At one point, my plan was 10 cents.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is now. I have them blocked because
you can block text messages?
You can block all text messages.
How the hell do you do that?
You just call
them. You have to call them?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, it doesn't tell the people that sent the text messages that they have.
Really?
That the phone is blocked. But,
yeah.
They'll figure it out at some point. But, anyway, you may be charging that person 10 cents to receive your text message.
Right.
It seems wrong to me.
It should be that
the sender gets charged and the receiver gets nothing. In the same way that a letter is sent, but whatever.
Right. It used to be, as I understood it, the sender was charged like 10 cents and the receiver was charged 2 cents. But then again, planes are different and who knows what
plans
it is
are
today.
Different all over the place.
And that was a while back that I looked at that.
Okay. If so, you've probably figured out that neediness is a turnoff to most people. Where's it coming from and how do you get rid of it? Well, steps here to take get rid of neediness.
All right.
Number one, slow down.
Now, you have to realize that you were needy. How many people who are needy realize that they're needy?
I don't know, but they did say if people are telling you...
I see.
If a new relationship sort of starts up, whether it be a friendship or relationship, and then that person distances themselves from you, and there's going to be some... Inside of these the steps, there's going to be something for everybody. If nothing else, not to appear needy.
Got it.
And, it kind of gives some social interactions. There's some etiquette in here, and I like it. I like the whole thing.
Okay.
Slow down. Every relationship develops at its own pace. Don't fast forward to soulmates or best friends forever just because things feel great. Best friends forever have been best friends forever. You've got a friend, that's great, and things are going well, that's fine, but, watch out with the BFF thing. It's just
to declare such a thing in the beginning of a relationship,
yeah,
you're saying?
It's awfully quick, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
Because it'll...
Tasty.
The relationship will never be new again, so don't waste that. Cherish the novelty of it all and the excitement of having something new. It can be nerve-wracking not knowing how a certain connection is going to unfold, but it's also exciting. Be patient. Learn how to savor that excitement. Don't try and push the connection into a stage that it's not ready for. Sometimes I've dated women, so this is my experience is that women will push it off. Let's have a talk about the relationship. No, let's not have a talk about the relationship. I don't need to have a talk about where the relationship is going. The relationship's going wherever the relationship's going. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Anyway, number two.
Well, that means they want more commitment, right?
It seems, Ian, I don't know what to tell you about what that means. I would think that that's what that means, that conversation.
You've never had the conversation?
I've certainly had the conversation when I was silly enough to answer questions like that. But I stopped answering questions to which an answer is not going to benefit me. So I just don't. And when someone asks me questions like that, I answer with, sorry, there's no answer here that's going to benefit me. I could lie to you if I could make things up that may or may not be the truth right now that could benefit me, but I'm not willing to do that to you. Mm-hmm. Let's just go and see how the relationship goes. Another question you should never answer is how many people you've had sex with. Never, ever, ever answer that question.
Two.
Number two, take off the rose-tinted glasses. What, did you answer the question recently, Nick?
No, I did not. I just thought that...
How many people have you had sex with?
How many people? There's no answer there that can benefit.
There's not a single one.
He's a quick learner.
If you've had sex with... Think about how you feel about me. Mark Edge, radio talk show host. If I say I've had sex with three people. Now, think about how you feel about me if I say I've had sex with 300 people. Those numbers, large and small... And
people feel differently about
them. Right. People feel differently, and they're going to be 30 is going to be large to somebody, and 30 is going to be small to somebody. So, how do you feel about those things? Neither one of those feelings that you had were particularly positive. Okay. Even if you were, wow, that's really great. 300, you've got scabies. There's no answer to that question that's good. Do not answer that question. Number two, take off the rose-tinted glasses. Part of the reason that we get disproportionately excited sometimes is because we tend to idealize a person in the very beginning. What do you got?
Nothing. No.
Oh, and Nick was answering the question silently.
Privately to Ian.
Don't answer the question. When you need someone who you have a connection, and when you meet someone you have a connection with, it's easy to get lost in fantasies of how awesome your friendship or relationship might be. Those fantasies come with high expectations, and sometimes those expectations can be unrealistic. So if this really is true. When you get inside of a relationship and you build this fantasy figure behind the real figure is not going to match up.
Mm.
I guess the fantasy figure is built in front of the real figure. The real person can't match up.
And I'm sorry. I want to go back to the how many people you slept with question. because I don't really care what you think of how many people I've slept with.
I understand.
I don't care what you think.
Don't
so
care.
I have no problem answering that question.
Right. I'm telling you that the best you have to operate in a world where of 7 billion people are getting there, where people do care about you as a person. Is that not so?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So to some extent, greater or lesser, how everyone feels about you is important.
Uh-huh. And I'm not sure if that's really an issue that has any bearing on anything important.
Well, hold on just a second. Well, let me go a little farther. Let's say that for whatever reason, Julia's out of the picture, and you have to, go back on the old dating circuit.
Never been there, but okay, go ahead.
Well, you have been, whether you choose to participate in the dating circuit or not, but
okay.
You were on the market.
Available, yes,
were.
All right.
Now, the way that somebody might feel, this is a direct situation, the way that a girl might feel as a result of those numbers, it can be, positive or negative depending on what the number is, and I say that the fact that you'll do better with just not revealing the number to any of them than you would by revealing the number and then having them think something
negative.
I don't
know. I think you could, I don't know if you'll necessarily do better. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, if the question is asked and I answer it and she's not satisfied with that answer, that's her problem.
I understand where you're coming from. However, you're idealizing everybody. You want everybody to be, where you are and have the thoughts about everything that you have, and that's just, it's not realistic.
I don't even see how that's relevant. If I want to have a relationship with somebody that is an honest relationship, I don't really see the value to withholding information like that. So I've got to disagree with you on this. We'd love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Should you answer that question? How would you respond to that? It's Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Jim Benson.
When it's time for you to set your goals, think simple, S-I-M-P-L-E. S is for specific. Specify exactly what you are and what you want to accomplish. I is for in writing. Write it down. M is for measurable. Know exactly what you're going for. P is for possible. Make all your goals realistic. L is for limited in time. Use time limits for performance goals. And E is for enticing. Reward yourself when you reach your goals. And I don't mean with chocolate cake either. S-I-M-P-L-E. It will put you on a path to making your weight loss goals achievable. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. That's KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever. You can answer our question as well. The question is in regards to a question asked frequently in relationships or beginning relationships. How many people have you had sex with? How is it appropriate to answer that question in your mind? Should it be answered at all?
Do you have some obligation into the relationship to the people that... And I think that there's been, sort of with the AIDS scare, that there's been created this obligation where you're supposed to go down the litany of people that you've had sex with in the past decade to the partner. And I think that this is absolutely a bad idea. I don't think you should have to reveal this...
To me, it seems trivial. It seems trivial. I mean, as long as you're clean, that seems... if the issue is if you're asking because you're concerned the person might have a disease, then that can be remedied by going and getting tested.
Right, everybody.
And to make sure you're clean.
Let's the two of us go on down to the doctor's office, get ourselves tested.
Beyond that, it's trivial.
That will make you happy. However, people get really wrapped up in how many people have you had sex with, and
I don't know why, but
well. Yeah, you don't know why,
I guess I don't. And
that doesn't change the fact that some people get very, very, very wrapped up in it. I think that you're better off just not revealing the information rather than.
But then, wouldn't you come off in that particular case as being less than honest or less than forthcoming with the truth?
It has never, for me, been a detriment to any kind of relationship because I always answer. I make a joke of it. You know, there's no answer here that I can give that will benefit me in any way, shape, or form. And then I do the thing that I just did on the air where I said, imagine the number is 2. Imagine the number is 200. How do you feel each of these times?
And they don't know if you're telling the truth either.
Right. Well, I can tell you the answer is neither 2 nor 200. So, you ask them how they feel in those instances when you give them those numbers, and then they see, this is a really crappy question to be asking people. The thing that you kind of have to think about girls, for instance. If, you know, suppose the girls had sex with 150 dudes at age 25. That's a lot of guys, right? Do you have a feeling about that, Ian?
I just want to know if she's clean.
Apparently you have a feeling about
it. I just want to know if she's clean. That's all I'm concerned with.
Don't you feel some kind of rivalry in any way?
No.
Does it bother you that she might have had sex with a whole bunch more people than you have?
Not really.
And I thought it was interesting. I saw Will and Grace one time. Woody Harrelson. I know he's a favorite of yours.
What?
Woody Harrelson.
Why would he be a favorite of mine?
The pot advocate.
Okay. There are a lot of people that advocate pot. Go ahead.
Woody Harrelson was playing the boyfriend of Grace, whatever her name is. I can't remember. And they were comparing these numbers, and apparently the first question sort of asked was how many, as the quantity matters. And Grace had sex with, I guess, 27 people, and Woody Harrelson, the character, I don't know what the character's name was, had sex with 3. So Grace kind of pranced around, you know, for half the episode, sort of, you know, feeling like Queen Bee. She's been far more successful. Not that it's any kind of comparison between guys and girls, because the dynamics that go into having sex for guys and girls are entirely different. A woman could have sex with a new guy every single day if she chose to. I know what you're saying, ladies. You're saying, oh, no, you can't. You just have to lower your standards, ladies. Whereas guys, it's not as easy. You could lower your standards really far.
You could buy a prostitute.
Yeah, you could pay for it, and that would be a different thing. Of course, you're as likely to go to jail. But anyway, so they gave the number of how many people they had sex with. And then about halfway through the episode, they gave the number of how many times they'd had sex. Grace had sex pretty much once or twice with
each person.
27 people that she had sex with.
Right.
These are characters on TV, so you know, it doesn't mean anything. Whereas Woody Harrelson had sex with thousands of times with each partner.
Yeah.
And so who has more experience?
Now who wins?
Yeah. Right, now who wins? And so it really does show that there's no competition here. There's no good right answer.
I agree with you. There is no good right answer, and I think it could be an interesting discussion. But to simply just pawn off the question, I don't know if that's what you want.
I had a friend whom I was close to for most of my life. As a matter of fact, you met him, Ian, and he had sex several years ago with 300 women. He had had sex with quite a few women. However, I had lived with this guy at one point, and I can tell you that it wasn't quality we're talking about here with this one. Okay? So, you know, a number in and of itself isn't very valuable when you, and you can't compare, you're not comparing apples to apples in any instance. If you think that that's true, then start thinking about, you know, you throw prostitutes into the mix, throw, you know, ugly, easy women into the mix and all these things. And it doesn't really, you know, the numbers aren't fair. Men and women, they can't compare numbers fairly. I remember that I had a girlfriend who, you know, this was the last time that I made this statement, who thought that it was really great that she'd had sex with more people than I had. I mean, what are you competing against, lady?
I was
in prison for 9 years.
I mean, if that's the way they feel, then good for them. You know, you win. Congratulations.
Right. It's a bizarre thing. And who wants to feel like they've lost anything? I didn't like the feeling I had when I felt like I'd lost some competition I didn't know I was having. And then start thinking about gay men. I mean, you know, there's going to, you know, throw your numbers all off too. I can't compete with a gay guy. I can't. How could you? So, and I can't compete with some guy who's willing to lower his standards very low. So none of these numbers really matter. Also, I have a question about the Mile High
Club. I'll let you ask that in a moment. First, did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. Go ahead with your question.
Privacy Harbor is a great example of how good advertising can be for your company on Free Talk Live. We've really done.
They've been raving about their results.
Right. As a matter of fact, they want me to go out and find other venues that would be like us to advertise on.
Wow.
I don't know how I'm going to do that. Anyway, so my question about the Mile High Club. You know what the Mile High Club is?
Yes. You have sex with somebody in an airplane bathroom whilst in flight.
It has to be in the bathroom?
I guess not. You could do it right out in the seats, but if it's a public plane, odds are good you're going
to
be in that.
You have to be in an airplane? Could you do it while skydiving?
It sounds difficult, but I suppose you could.
Okay, great. Now, now that we've... just out of curiosity, can I do it in Denver? That's a mile above sea level.
That's not the intention.
Yeah,
the intention is on the jetliner, in my opinion.
Yeah, the mile has to be
skydiving. I mean, that's just more of a stunt. I wouldn't call that the Mile High Club.
You don't think the Mile High Club is a stunt?
You could do it on Everest too, and then you're 7 miles high. I don't think it actually had to do with altitude. I thought it was more the challenge of
it's just a silly name.
Okay, great. I just have some questions here.
Personally. That's
now,
my
what
take on
constitutes
it.
Sex. I mean, to me, I've heard lots of
intercourse.
Intercourse?
Yeah, and I would agree with Ian.
So at that point, you have to vaginally penetrate a woman.
Okay, yeah.
Or man, I suppose.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a vagina.
or be penetrated, I suppose. Okay, so great. That takes out oral sex and all that stuff. But how long do you have to remain in there, and does anyone have to have an orgasm for it to be sex? Because I know I've had sex and not had orgasms before.
It's a good question.
Do these things not bother you? I mean,
no.
You never consider these...
I don't ponder the Mile High Club in my spare time, I guess.
I've got my own opinions on it. I don't think about everything.
Well, we'll come back and find out in moments. 800-259-9231. We'd love to hear your thoughts as well. Or you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what three atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you tired of searching for Freight Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts await you. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to tell you about the Liberty Forum, New Hampshire Liberty Forum, coming up March 5th through the 8th. We will be there broadcasting live, as we have been for the last two of two. This will be the third, and looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hundreds of liberty-loving people all together at the same hotel for the same convention. Panels, big-name speakers, people like Glenn Jacobs, Kane from the WWE, Mary Ruart, David Nolan, David Berglund, so many names that are big in the Liberty community. You'll be able to meet a number of these people, and you'll be able to network with hundreds of other like-minded individuals and meet some of these wonderful activists that have moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The Liberty Forum is a presentation of the Free State Project, which is a brilliant concept to move as many liberty-loving activists all together to the same geographic region, and that region was chosen to be New Hampshire. Hampshire. So come on up. Use this as an excuse to come up and see New Hampshire right in the middle of the wintertime, and also meet the great activists that are making this movement the amazing liberty movement that it absolutely is. And come up and enjoy the networking opportunities, the panel discussions, the keynote speeches, after-hours parties, and more dinners, luncheons, etc. It's a great time. Go get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code to save 10%. The discount code is 2009FTL. 2009FTL saves you 10% on the 2009 Liberty Forum.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment real quick about some of the really great liberty activists that are up here for the Free State Project, and that we all sort of being a big community. I've gotten so many baby things that I haven't had to buy nearly as much as a normal parent would have to for Jack. And we, now that Jack's locomoting, we needed a little gate. I asked, somehow or another, a friend found out that we needed a little child gate, and not only had a child gate that I could borrow or have, but in fact came over today and installed it because it's one of these attachable ones, and it wasn't going to be that easy if they just handed it over to
me. How do you know you're not getting special treatment just because you're the host of a radio show?
I couldn't tell you precisely, but the evidence is I was over, I helped Sam move in over the weekend, and there were more people in Sam's move-in than there were at mine.
Well, Sam's a big TV star. I mean, he's
what do you mean, big TV star?
He's a YouTube star.
Anybody can be a YouTube star.
Anybody could, but not everybody is.
Well, Sam.
I'm just being critical here. You're right, Mark. The Free Staters are an amazingly just giving, generous group. And Brian Travis, one of the people that calls this show, certainly doesn't have the same profile as Sam does. And he had a bunch of people come out and help him build a barn recently.
Yep.
So there are lots of instances.
There's
and
certainly
examples
a value
this.
In building one's brand.
And Brian Travis brought out my girlfriend's cat when he moved.
That's true.
He was moving some of his stuff, and she's a Free Stater. So.
Right, so he did that for somebody he had never met before at all, knew nothing about, and did it.
Yeah, there's definitely a support network there, even if you don't have a radio show.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, they're an amazing group that is just, they bend over backwards to help people move up here. It's just incredible. I mean, Sam loaded up his truck full of stuff on his way here, and it must have been very difficult for him to get that truck loaded, but it wasn't so difficult for him to unload it because, as you were saying, Mark, there were, what, maybe 15 people there?
Well, something more than helped him load it, I can assure you of that.
Yeah, and it was undone in like an hour and a half.
20.
Yeah, it was amazing. And all of these people just giving of their own free
hour
time.
Hour and a half? Man, I think you're pushing it.
There was a lot of big stuff in there, but
I don't.
A lot of people giving of their free time because, well, they feel like it's a way to help people, help encourage people to move here, and help them get settled and feel more welcome. And really, it does. It must feel wonderful to have that.
Plus,
many
it's
people
nice
show
to
up.
Have people to hang out with on a Saturday. You know, you can go for an hour or two. Have some friends to hang out with, eat some pizza. It's a fun time.
So it's a great group of folks. Come up and meet some of them in person. Hundreds of them will be at the Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I believe that early bird discount, by the way, will be ending soon. So get registered sooner rather than later. Now, Mark, we were talking about the ways in order to avoid being needy in a relationship or to stop being needy in a relationship. And somehow that spun off into a discussion of the Mile High Club. And you had somewhere you wanted to go with questions on that.
Well, I wanted to know what constitutes membership in this fictitious Mile High Club thing. You know, I mean, people talk about it as though it's some kind of thing to be achieved, and
I don't care about
it. Yeah,
I've seen it in a book of like 101 things to do before you die. So I guess if you want to be able to have an interesting story that you don't want to share in polite company. I guess it's an interesting thing to say, hey, guess what I did one time.
But that's just that. Why would anyone care? Like, that's just the kind of sexual bragging that is just. There are a lot of guys that try to one-up one another in this area, and really, I just don't get it. Like, I don't care where you've boinked another person. I don't care if it's been over a dumpster up on top of the Empire State Building or whatever. Your orgasm is no better than mine, and it doesn't matter the location that you had it.
I'll agree with you.
He's so much fun, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree with you, but I can see why some people would want to do it. I don't have any desire to do it personally. It's not like on my list
of things
to do.
I can see why they would do it. I mean, there are certain people who have sort of a fetish with having sex in semi-public locations.
I just want to be able to say that I've done, whenever anybody says, oh, I've done this, I like to be able to say, oh, yeah, me too. I've been to most major monuments in the United States.
But you haven't had sex at most major monuments.
No, I haven't. And, you know, I think that there's a continuum of membership in this Mile High Club thing that needs to be, you know, sort of fleshed out. I think that...
Okay.
Don't you? I mean...
No, well, go ahead.
One can claim membership in the Mile High Club with, you know, some very quick BJ sort of scenario. Wham! We're there. Or somebody... I would say the other continuum is you would have to actually meet the person on the flight and then do it that way. That would be the other extreme.
How about the cockpit club?
Yeah, that's going to be a very exclusive
that's a tough
club.
One.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that club exists, but I just made it up, just yes. like somebody
I'm
made
sure
up the Mile High Club.
I'm sure it exists.
Because somebody has a...
Pretty much any public place you've been, somebody has done it there.
However,
the Mile High Club
has it has the best PR of all these sort of public
I'd say
places.
So, yeah.
All right. Do you want to get back to the 7 things you can do to cease to be needy?
Yeah, please. Please.
Okay. All right.
Well, and soon they're going to have the Low Space Orbit Club, because that's going to get more popular
very quickly. Yeah, that'll be a big one.
All right. So number 3 on how not to be needy is practice quid pro quo. Imagine that your interaction with this person would be a friend or a relationship. I have to sort of reset. It's been 2 segments since we were reading this. Is like a tennis or a volleyball game. Every time you initiate contact, you throw the ball to their side of the court, and then you have to wait for them to send it back. You don't toss a whole bunch of balls just to make sure that he or she is still interested in playing. If you're a little on the needy side, you probably get nervous and worried while you're waiting. When this happens, take a deep breath. If you've already gotten in touch with someone, sent them an email or text message, or gave them a call and left a voice message, there's no need to do it again. Whenever you do get the urge to contact them again, remember that there are only a few possibilities here. They haven't had a chance to respond to you. Either they didn't get your message yet, or they've been too busy or preoccupied
to get
back to you. If you trust this person, then you have to give him or her the benefit of the doubt and assume that this is the case. Give it time. Give them time to get back to you. If it becomes a pattern, though, consider these other 2 possibilities.
Needy.
This person is fickle. Some people just aren't good about maintaining friendships or relationships. Sometimes they're lazy. Sometimes they're forgetful. If you suspect this is the case, like if they've always say that they're going to catch back with you in such a time and they never do, and then this happens several times, confront them about using nonviolent communication. Why would you use violent communication? If the pattern doesn't change
verbally, don't be confrontational about it.
If the pattern doesn't change, you need to either walk away from them or accept that they might never change and you'll be forever locked in the role of a nag.
Being frustrated with not being able to communicate. Sure, 800-259-9231. If they're not giving you the respect of returning your communications, there's a serious problem in that relationship. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. I'm not saying who has the problem. That would depend on the circumstances. Your comments. Free Talk Live.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having my computer works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills?
Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there's an easy way to do it. And you'll get the stuff that you need for life at the same time by shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Whether it's groceries or books or DVDs, whatever it is you're looking for, Amazon probably sells it. They've got 41 categories in which you can shop, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And you can feel good because you're not only getting a great deal on the brands that you trust, because you can also review the, you can read user reviews on the things you're looking at buying. That's another great feature of the site. So not only are you feeling good about your buying decision, but you're also feeling good because you know a percentage of your purchase has gone to Free Talk Live when you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Again, that's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue discussing the six ways to stop needy relationships, six ways to avoid needy, what was it?
Stop being needy.
Stop being needy, essentially.
Got it.
Well, this is there seems to be some subcategories under practice quid pro quo, and that's a Latin phrase for this, for that. They just aren't interested. This is what, you know, why people are not responding to you, contacting them.
Over and over again.
Yeah. They're just not interested. It happens sometimes for a variety of reasons, but one thing is for sure, showering them with more attention will never change their mind. Persistence is not the answer. Pulling away may be their way of jumping ship without confronting you. Any prodding from you won't change the way that they feel deep down inside. You know that. If someone doesn't have the decency to respond, they're not worth your time. You deserve better than
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I think that it's reprehensible. It's bad behavior to have to let somebody contact you and contact you and not to contact them back and say, look, I'm not interested in whatever it is that you're interested in.
You're leading them on effectively.
You know, I mean, obviously they need some social acumen here. I mean, sorry, yes. But you know, it's you'd be better off, everybody'd be better off, if you didn't like this, and you do like them contacting you over and over again. If you didn't, you would contact them and say, you know, whatever it is, we're done. But you like the attention. You like being, yeah, I got a stalker. Look at me. If you had a stalker, your pet would be dead and shoved in their mailbox. You don't have a stalker. You're leading someone on. So, you know, tell the person who needs a little help with this what's going on. Break up with them. Whatever.
I agree with that, yeah.
And I think it's just not nice. And I try to give this advice to people, but it's uncomfortable. We're taught to avoid uncomfortable situations. And
I think that's the problem. I agree with you completely. If you've got something that is an issue, there's nothing better that you can do than getting it out into the open and having an adult conversation about it.
Yep.
The whole idea of just avoiding it is really, I think it's very juvenile. It's very, very childish.
More advice on how not to be needy. Get busy doing other things. People who are busy simply don't have enough time to be needy. They're always preoccupied with other things. And guess what? Those other things often make those people more interesting friends and romantic partners. If you have nothing better to do than wait for someone to call or write you back, then you're probably bored. And you know what they say, if you're bored, you're boring. So what are you waiting for? Go volunteer. Go learn to dance. Go for a run. Learn to oil paint. Join a club. Put yourself out there. Apply yourself and have fun. All your worries will fall away. And if and when the person gets in touch, it'll be a delightful surprise, not a frantic relief. I totally agree with this. I had a situation, I've told it before on the air, but I think that it bears telling again. A girlfriend of mine that I'd gone out with a couple of times was going to break up with me. I asked her out on a date, like the, you know, third, fourth, fifth, I don't know, whatever date. And she basically said, well, let's have a talk first. I said, okay. And, I think you know, after we got off the phone, I went and took a nap, and I never called her. I intended to never call her again. Why? What's the point? She didn't want to go on a date with me. She wanted to have a talk. What does that mean? It means she wants to break up. Why have the conversation of breaking up? I've had that conversation before. I don't need to have it again, and I don't need to have it with her. Well, what ended up happening was, because I chose not to have that conversation with her, she suddenly becomes...
She got interested again.
She became needy. That's what they call in sales the takeaway close.
Yeah.
And
that's okay. I don't need your business.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they want you.
And I showed her that, you know, the whole idea of going out with you was great and everything until you said, you know, it was pretty obvious that you didn't want to, and I can live without you. And you know, changed everything. Ended up living with the girl. So the takeaway close worked in that particular instance. I'm not saying it was a good thing. It worked. Number five, fill the gap. Odds are, if you struggle with neediness, you're probably a little lacking in the self-esteem department. You might be looking for someone to make you feel better about yourself. But the fact is that you are the only person who can do that.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't base your happiness on someone else. Sure, it's okay for someone to make you happy. But if they're your only source of happiness, you might become angry or sad when they're not around.
I think
that can be very demanding of the other person.
I think this is a very weak, sort of defeatist mentality, the idea. And a lot of us just say these things without necessarily maybe even thinking about what they mean. Phrases like, you make me so angry. No, I didn't make you angry. You responded to whatever it was I said or I did in a certain way, and that way that you responded was all in your choosing. So I didn't make you angry. You could say that, you know, the things that I did influenced you to become angry, but it was your response to the things that I did. Do you see where I'm coming from on that?
I don't know
if I'm explaining it very well.
I think you're doing just fine with it. You're responsible for your own emotions and
Absolutely.
How you react to the outside world.
And don't pawn them off on the other person, because it's not their responsibility.
At the same time, I can see... I'm thinking about it from another angle, which is there's people that are out there that are in, you know, serial relationships. You know, they go from one long-term relationship to the next one. Essentially, it's probably a vast majority of the young population is out there, you know, in that two-week, 2 month period between their relationships or in a relationship. And then that's how that that's how life goes in America.
Okay.
It's, you know, serial monogamous relationships over and over again. And I think it's somewhat unhealthy. I think that
having relationships over and over again?
Yeah, like that. I think that, you know, the dating around is better. I think that.
Wait, I'm confused.
A lot of,
you mean like that the person will find the next, whoever's next, and just glom on?
Next.
Is that what you're?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've had somebody say that to me. I want to be next.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it's
you're saying
disempowering.
You're saying date around and then make a decision as
to
who should
be next.
Right,
I don't think you grow as a person. If in some ways that there's, you know, there's some part of you that's atrophied and not adult if you just jump long-term relationship to long-term relationship to long-term relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that what I'm saying is that you need to break up with the person that you're going with now, but if you end up single sometime in the future, take yourself a year or two without being in any kind of serious committed relationship to sort of, you know, go out there and be human again, to be
you. Wait a minute. What's inhuman about getting into another relationship with somebody? I mean, if that's what someone wants to do, you're saying, well, wait, we should wait 2 years. Well, wait a minute. You only have so many years to wait, so maybe that's not their priority.
It may not be their priority. I just think that it shows some area where you are lacking.
It seems like people are just desperate to jump into another relationship. They don't want to be single.
Part of this
because
whole
they're concerned. You know, they want to be. You know, whether it's the sexual aspect or whatever, they like having some significant other. But I would agree with you, Mark. It's better to date around if you have that opportunity.
You know, if you jumped from a long-term relationship with someone else and then jumped into that long-term relationship with me, what does that say about me? It says that I'm the next available person. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, there's a taxi with its light on. I'll take that one. Taxi, taxi!
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's yuck. Yuck. You know, the person needs, you need to be able to stand on your own before you're going to be in a relationship with me. That's kind of how I feel about it, at least. And I think that it's kind of sad that one, it's sad and it's sort of desperate looking.
Next up.
All right. Actually, it's not next up, but, you know, I can finish it. Finish it, fill in the gap.
Okay.
It makes them feel guilty or obligated, even resentful towards you. One way to get rid of neediness is to prove to yourself that you don't need anyone by doing things by yourself or being single.
Being independent. Yeah,
sure. For an extended period of time until you feel confident. But like you want a best friend or a significant other, but you definitely don't need one. Number 6, learn to trust. Once you sort out what's going on inside, you can deal with any issues that you might have in relation to others. Neediness is often associated with a shortage of trust, sometimes a fear of abandonment. When you find yourself doubting someone's feelings for you or the loyalty, ask yourself why you don't trust them. Is it because they did something questionable, or is it because someone in your past hurt you? Now you think that this new person is going to do the same thing? If it's the latter, then remind yourself that it's not really fair to judge one person by another person's actions. Now, is it?
All right, we're done for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can bring up anything any old time you want to, whether it's the issues or something personal. It's always good to have personal issues. Glad you brought that in here tonight, Mark. I'm working out tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of